Hi guys, today I am demystifying Harry and Meghan.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for a mellow Monday, November 27th, 2023. How are you doing, everyone? I hope everybody's doing great and you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and Black Friday shopping day. And today is Cyber Monday, by the way. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on, sweethearts. Now, there are over 1,000 podcasts demystifying dystopian San Francisco, from APEC to the Tenderloinification. Please look at the show list. You shall be amazed if you have not. Now let's get right into it. One of the most famous couples in the world right now consists of a biracial former actress. Well, currently she is acting, and her aristocratic husband, who is rumored to be the half-brother of Prince William. Just to get this out of the way at the beginning, I do not believe that Prince Harry is Prince Charles's son. I believe he is his stepson. I remember when Princess Diana was being frisky and running around. Some of you weren't even born yet. His mother was kicking it with all sorts of men. And you know, there are a lot of royal cover-ups. They say she did not meet Major James Hewitt, who is Prince Harry's doppelganger. They said she didn't meet him until 2 years after Prince Harry was born. How could that be? Please look for yourself. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh my God, there's a 90-year-old photograph of Prince Philip who looks exactly like Prince Harry. It's always this one photograph. Here's what happens, guys. The older you are, the more you look like your family of origin. There is no getting away from that reality. So Google Prince Harry and Major James Hewitt. That said, there is no way in hell that the late hard-boiled, cold-blooded queen would allow one of her direct biological descendants to marry an older biracial American mattress actress. There is no way that would happen. So let's get this out of the way with my belief, okay? That's my belief. And it's okay if you don't agree with me, but this is a one-woman show. Bark to the wind. Now, Prince Harry was born with a platinum diamond-encrusted spoon in his mouth, and he was raised as one of the world's most eligible bachelors. Meghan Markle was raised in the lap of luxury in Hollywood with her white dad, an Emmy award-winning lighting director for the show Married with Children, amongst other accolades. Now, these are my thoughts about race as a middle-aged, ambiguously black woman living in California for the majority of my life. And for the majority of my life, I live with a white man, my late great husband. So I've got particular opinions about race, sex, and culture. Now, Meghan Markle could never pass as white. She could never pass as white. She was passing as other until about 10 years ago. She decided she was going to stop trying to pass as Portuguese, Italian, Moorish, etc. Yeah. And here's where something important happens. Her mom was gone for 10 years. Her dad paid for her first plastic surgeries. Where was her mother for 10 years when she was passing as other? That is the question. Where was her mother? No, she wasn't some stewardess that never came to see her daughter. Let your mind wander. And the first thought where her mother was for 10 years, that's where she was. So it was easy for Meghan Markle to pass as others every time her white dad showed up and she kept straightening her hair, getting nose jobs, bleaching her skin, etc. Light-skinned people, as far as Black Americans are concerned, are seen as nicer, sweeter, and a lot of wealthy Black males rush to marry biracial or light-skinned women, preferably white women. Everyone has their preference, to each their own, and good luck with that. choose character, not skin color people, because it bites you in the end if you just choose race or skin color instead of character. The famous singer and entertainer, the late great Eartha Kitt, Miss Santa Baby, and she played the first Catwoman. Eartha Kitt herself, a biracial, said it best, it's hard to hide a black face. So, children, my experiences with the Meghan Markles here in California have not been warm and fuzzy. They would go out of their way to dehumanize me or to act as white supremacists. Frankly, they would be mean bees. Overall, my POV. This is my experience, and one size doesn't fit all. Now let's fast forward. Do I think the royal family was racist against Meghan Markle? I do not. What happened is she could not get away with playing the other, and she married into a family that values family. So how the hell are you going to marry the most eligible prince in the world and only have one of your relatives out of a two-sided big family? You guys know she has lots of black relatives, right? You know this, right? Black people listening? And y'all still give her a pass for icing her black relatives? I digress. Remember, this chick has nothing to do with her mother's side of the family, only her mother. Why doesn't she have anything to do with her black relatives, y'all? Now, I knew they were playing a dangerous game. I'll call them the Harkles. Prick Harry. Meghan Markle. Prince Handbag. When she's talking about they were asking the skin tone of her kid. What kid? Now, that's another story. What kid? We never see them with these kids. We only see fuzzy, long-distance photos like they're Bigfoot. But I digress. This is a chick who clearly bleaches her skin. She's had various nose jobs. She fries her hair so tough she has bald spots. She's playing a dangerous game that Princess Diana herself could not win. And Princess Diana was as white and blue-blooded aristocratic as they come. Guys, there are a lot of nefarious things happening in the world. Why would the most eligible prince in the world marry a neurotic, middle-aged, biracial woman actress who has nothing to do with her black family except her mama and makes it her business to diss her white family? Why did he do it? Why did he marry her? Because Prince Harry is a Machiavellian, and he already proved that he has racist tendencies by going to a costume party dressed up like a Nazi. Also, he's on camera using racial epithets about Pakistani people. So why would this aristocratic, silver spoon, diamond-encrusted, spoon-fed brat marry a neurotic, middle-aged, older, biracial actress? Because he played her to get out of the royal family. He used her to call them what he is, a racist. He used her as a front woman. He would allow her to push ahead like a gauche fool. He would allow her to act like a fool. He would allow her to act like a royal groupie clutching on his arm, giving him the Nancy Reagan stare, looking up at him like she's so in love with him. Now let's get this straight. Meghan Markle is a hard-boiled Hollywood chick. Of course she knew who the hell Prince Handbag was. Of course she Googled him. She came out of the box on that engagement video lying and looking like a fool, saying she didn't know who he was. Why did he marry her? To use her as the pushy black front woman because where he comes from, she's considered black, skillet black, because her mom is black. He knew she would be considered black regardless of her bleaching, multiple nose jobs, frying her hair. He knew she was black. He married her to escape his half family on his mama's side. He married her because he's a royal bastard. His mother got with James Hewitt. Now, these are my opinions. You don't have to agree. I'm not here to debate. But, of course, this is a one-sided show, right? He's a Machiavellian playing the game. He wanted to be royal and not act as a royal. He wanted all the royal privileges. And he's going to get his wish when he divorces her, or he will allow her to leave him. He will get all the sympathy in the world. Poor mentally ill prick Harry lost his mom, Princess Di and got with that bad black, I mean, biracial woman who dissed his family. And because he's mentally ill, he didn't have the mental strength to confront her. That will be the narrative. Machiavellian Prick Harry ends up winning, living in Africa with the white woman, and Meghan Markle will be going from billionaire to billionaire, and eventually she is not going to win. Just ask Princess Diana how that worked out. Guys, that's it. That's your show for today. A very mellow Monday, November 27th, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday churns. I hope everybody is doing well. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. I appreciate you. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.